This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's podcast. Chris is back from Japan. He's been wearing a loincloth and spending lots of time with naked men at the weekend. You'll hear all about it on this podcast. Also, Ben, our speed dating listener, with some good news at last in love. Who's going to get the first win of the week on Bangers? And there's something really weird going on in the world of snooker and pool. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. We missed you for a couple of days last week, Chris Stark.
Yeah. Well, Japan's far, isn't it? That's the first lesson I've learned.
I looked on a map. It's far. Like thousands of miles.
Thousands of miles, yeah. So it took long enough to get there.
Were you there 2 days?
Yeah, like 2 full days and then back. But it was good. And I was there to see this really old festival that happens there. That's why we went to Japan. It's for something I'm doing for iPlayer. And it's another one of these World's Most Extreme Festivals shows that I do.
So from what I saw, the various video footage I saw that you posted, it looked quite painful. You looked like you were being put into some kind of nappy.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a nappy. So before you start throwing adult baby stuff at me again, right. I wasn't doing that. It was a traditional loincloth.
Right. And the way they put it on is they certainly pull it tight, don't they, to make sure it's on.
It was crazy. And they were all getting changed in front of each other. I mean, before the festival, when we had to get changed with this loincloth, it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. And they all just did it in front of each other. I was a bit shy because of the cameras, little bit camera shy. I was like, I don't really want that on BBC iPlayer.
No one wants that on BBC iPlayer.
So I went into a toilet with a Japanese man.
Right.
There was a real language barrier.
Yeah.
And he put the loincloth on me. And he chanted whilst he did it.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, Scott, I had to have 2 hands against the door. It was that painful.
Oh, wow.
He lifted me up by my...
To attach it.
Insane.
Oh, I mean, it looked painful.
Yeah.
He certainly pulled it tight. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing this when it's on iPlayer. You must have had, some insane experiences in such a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Scott Mills.
What a voice! It's Big That, Zach Abel. Unstable is my tune of the week. I don't think there's a plan for his future songs to all have to rhyme with his name.
Well, that's an interesting point. Yeah, Alex has texted that in. Good song, but do all his songs have to rhyme with his name? Gets me thinking, what are you saying about Keenan Abel?
That's Keenan Abel, the second single from Zach Abel.
Or,
I don't think so.
Even better, Lader Cable.
Abel, Lader Cable. There.
Just food for thought.
Okay. I see on Zach's social media that he's been so busy being Zach Abel, he's not even had time to buy cutlery lately, and he's been washing up the same spoon for 4 days now. So please, if you can send him some cutlery, that'd be great. I don't know why he'd rather wash up 4 different spoons, but that's Zach Abel. What do you think of Unstable? It's getting a real lot of love on our text and Twitter today. Scott
Mills. I don't know if you ever get this when you fly, Scott. I don't fly all that much, so maybe it's the lack of experience. But when you go through customs on the way back...
You feel guilty.
Yeah, feel guilty. And then I try and overact, even though I'm doing nothing wrong.
Right, so what were you doing at customs?
Well, you know, you've got to go... You pick up your bags and you've either got to go through nothing to declare or something to declare. Mm. I think that's right. Green or red. And so I go through nothing to declare, obviously.
Right.
I've got nothing to declare.
No. There is a bit where you go, did I store any drugs on my person? No, I didn't.
No, there's not that bit at all.
Well, no, because obviously you haven't, but you just feel guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It just goes through your head. It's like, well, no, because I'm not some kind of smuggler.
I'm not a smuggler,
why am I acting in this weird way?
Yeah. I think there's other situations in life where you feel guilty where you shouldn't, but yeah. I'm not a smuggler, but I feel like a smuggler.
Right.
And so what I was found myself doing...
I think everyone does this. I think it's perfectly natural.
What I found myself doing is picking up my bag and then trying to overact being someone who's just been on holiday or been away for a couple of days. So I found myself trying to act less like a smuggler and more like a tourist, even though I'm not a smuggler.
No, and also I just want to say, once and again I'll say it, I'm not a smuggler, but you do feel like they're looking at you like you're guilty.
Yeah, because they're in the mirrors inside watching you as well. But as I went through, there was a guy at the front, and I wasn't even massively tired. I did this massive yawn right in front of him just to make it seem like I'm really relaxed and fine. even I'm not a smuggler.
Yeah, I do this all the time.
And then I thought, well, why am I doing this? I'm not doing anything wrong here.
And then you wait for your bag to come out with your belt in and all that. So you know the trays.
Mm.
My tray always goes into the other one. And I'm like, oh no, am I a smuggler? No, I'm not. I have to keep remembering this.
I should walk through this gate with confidence.
Right.
Yeah, I'm worrying about how I'm walking.
But why has my bag gone there when everyone else's has gone straight through? And it's always me that happens to. And then it's just some kind of roll-on deodorant that I've left at the bottom.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, you might be able to explain what's going on to me because I don't really get it. Because I don't really watch it. Snooker, pool, come at me. Talk to me.
Sorry. Snooker, yeah, well, which one do you want to talk about? Two very different games. I know you think they're the same.
Well, you know Ronnie O'Sullivan?
Yeah.
He's snooker, right?
He's snooker.
Can you talk me through why he did a post-match interview as a robot a couple of weeks ago? I've only just known about this.
Yeah, this is great. I can't quite remember the reason why, but he's protesting about something.
Right.
So I think it's about having to maybe do the interview in the first place. For whatever reason, though, what a great way to be in an interview. You know, sometimes I guess interviews can be a little bit tedious and you have to do so many of them. He decides to put this robot voice on.
Ronnie O'Sullivan, is he a troublemaker?
He is a bit of a troublemaker.
I'm getting that impression. So, like, one of the world's greatest snooker players does the interview as a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
You've not heard this. This is it.
I am very happy with my game. I hope I can keep playing very well till the end of the season.
Well, you played a bit like a robot tonight. Well done, Ronnie.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Oh, I like it, though. I think, like pop stars, I think in sport you need characters like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just boring. You need people that just kind of buck the trend a bit.
That said, if we were doing an interview with someone, I don't know, Zara Larsson, and they started putting on the robot voice.
I'd be down for it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what we do with the next interview.
Yeah. Over the weekend, something else bizarre happened. I think that interview was topped by the guy from Japan.
This is the pool player,
yeah,
right?
Nao Yukioi.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Nao Yukioi, yeah. And he plays pool. That's the same as snooker, is it?
No, it's not the same at all. But it would look very similar.
It looks the same.
Yeah, okay. So he was playing, what, the World Pool Masters?
Right, yes. So Nao Yuki was very pleased with himself after winning a game.
This is, by the way, I've seen this video. This is the best well done speech you could ever give yourself at a sporting event.
My name is Nao Yuki Oi. Today, very lucky. Congratulations, me! Yay!
Did you find this when you were in Japan? Everyone's just so happy.
I know, and this is the enthusiasm you want to see from your sporting heroes.
Congratulations, me! Yay!
Congratulations, me!
I love him.
His English is really good, but he doesn't think so.
English, a little, no problem, only so.
No, it's good. And then things went really weird.
When that shot didn't go in, did you think, I might have blown it here?
I have a pear. I have an apple. Oi, apple pear.
Oh, please, can we get him on?
He's the best. No fear, no problem with being interviewed. It's a sport that doesn't get loads and loads and loads of publicity, and he uses his moment wisely.
So the pen, apple, pineapple song, you know this one.
I have a pear. I have an apple, apple fan.
Yes. Anyway, Nao Yuki is my new favourite, and he thinks he can win next time.
I've not ever done an interview quite like this before, Nao Yuki. Do you think you can win this tournament?
No problem.
More Japan news with Chris from his adventures of the weekend next.
Scott Mills.
It was a short trip, but Chris was in Japan at the weekend. And I just saw on your Snapchat just some insane things. There were naked men running around all around you.
Oh, it was one of the most intense experiences of my life.
So you're making a series of documentaries. I know you did some before and people seem to really like them.
Yeah.
The world's most extreme festivals. So where were you at the weekend?
Okay, so I was in a place called Okayama in Japan, travelled all the way there to attend a festival called Hadoka Matsuri.
You can see this soon on BBC iPlayer. Yeah, okay, what happens at Hadoka Matsuri?
Well, it's basically the Naked Man Festival. 10,000 people, all in loincloths, have to almost fight over each other in such a small space to try and get two sticks that are thrown into the crowd. It's been going on for hundreds of years.
But why?
Well, apparently if you touch the sticks, touch the wood, which is a phrase that kept getting used a lot, it brings you a year's worth of luck.
Okay, so it's like an old ritual from back in the day.
Yeah, so I was there to take part in that, and it was one of the most, it was such a crazy experience. I mean, you know me, Scott, I haven't really travelled all that much.
No.
I haven't experienced maybe the more cultural sides of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this was certainly an experience. It is one of the most dangerous environments I've ever been in.
Why is it dangerous?
Well, because it's 10,000 people in such a tiny space. And because everyone's literally clambering over each other to try and get these sticks.
Did you get involved?
Yeah, I got involved. So I had to put on a loincloth.
Is it like a rugby scrum?
Yeah, but worse.
Right, but a lot more people.
Yeah, less organised.
So you put a loincloth on?
Yeah, which was in itself very, very painful. This guy sort of shouts as he yanks this thing up your...
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It's horrible.
Oh, up it goes. There it is.
At that moment, it really hurts.
Oh.
And so, the aim was to really get involved, try touch the sticks. And I did. I got in amongst it. And before it, I had to meet my festival friend, a guy that was going to show me how it all works and try and get involved in a bit more of the culture of the people who are attending the festival. So they took me for a drink beforehand at this thing that's called a friendship party, which is where everyone goes. It's like prinks for a night out.
What drink did you bring to the Japanese?
Well, that's it. So I thought, if I'm going to experience their culture, I'll bring a little bit of our culture. That famous British drink, I gave them their first Jaeger bomb.
I knew you were going to say Jaeger bomb.
And it was a complete game changer.
Why?
It was amazing.
Have they never had one?
Never had one before. And I now think the Jaeger bomb is just going to go all the way through Japan.
Do you think you've introduced it to the culture of Japan?
It was amazing. The results were incredible.
Okay. But anything else weird happen?
Well, we're doing the Naked Man Festival. And I can't wait for you guys to see it because, it was a really bizarre moment. And then out of nowhere... And it was the person I least expected to be there.
Can I
guess? I didn't expect it at all. Go on.
Lizo Mzumba off of Newsround.
No.
Because he covers weird stories. Brian McFadden.
Strange
I don't know why I thought of him.
In a loincloth, Nick Knowles appeared from DIY SOS. I don't know what on earth the next series of DIY SOS is going to be like, but it must be much more extreme.
Nick Knowles was in a loincloth in Japan.
Yeah.
Did you ask him why?
No, he's in Okayama. Scott
Mills. Chris, when you went to Japan, you didn't leave us any banger choices last week.
No, so I won the week then, I assume.
No, because I thought I'd step in, because it's a shame not to do it when you're not here. So I just chose the songs for you so that they had to imagine that, like, they were your choices.
Okay, this explains some of the messages I was getting.
What messages?
From people saying, why are you doing this, Chris? Are you? There's always grass. Everyone will always grass as well. There were people saying, Scott is trying to ruin you.
No, I don't see what's wrong with Thursday's choice. Didn't get chosen.
Against what? Do you remember? It's mad that that didn't get chosen, actually. You'd think someone would do it just to annoy you at your own game.
Mine was good, actually. See, I don't think this is done... I don't think this has aged particularly well, this track. I won with Dog Days Are Over, Florence and the Machine. And then Friday's choice from you was this. Jedward.
Oh, is this Jedward?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that explains another message. So I got a DM from Jedward.
Oh, living the dream.
Yes, that makes sense. February 17th. Chris, you legend. We are in the UK this weekend filming Sharknado 5.
Sharknado 5? Why?
I take it this didn't get chosen.
What
a dreadful song.
This didn't get chosen. This was their Eurovision song.
Was it?
Yeah, Lipstick. Didn't get chosen. So I won the week. So everything's played for this week. Mm.
Proper bangers from today, right? God, you put me off my stride.
You wouldn't put it past me to actually choose this as a serious choice, would you? Sisters, let me tell
you how it works. Not for me.
No. Bangers, 2:40, and Chris is actually picking his own ones today. Scott Mills. Got my mum here at the moment, staying with me. Have I told you before, I'm sure I have, about how I make her do the mannequin challenge in my car?
No? Why'd you do that?
Well, she has to, really, otherwise the alarm's going to go off. So, did it again last night, and it's really good, because obviously she doesn't really know about the mannequin challenge, but now she's doing it on her own.
Is this when you lock her in?
Well, I had to go to the shop, and she's like, I'll just stay in the car. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, press the lock, and then she's like, I can't move. I mean, literally, she doesn't even move her eyes, because she's like, it's going to go woo, 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 otherwise. It's such a fun game to play. Try it with yours.
Yeah, but normally you just lock her in by accident, so now you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I am. And then sometimes I'll come back from the shop and just watch her for 10 seconds and see how still she is. before pressing the unlock mechanism. Mm.
So you're locking your mum in your car now?
Yeah, just to see her do mannequin, because like not even her eyes move. She's really good at it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Connie.
Hello.
22 from Norfolk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw Kings of Leon last night.
We did, yeah. We drove to Leeds to see them, yeah.
Drove to Leeds?
Yeah, so we're just on the way back now. It's a 3.5-hour drive, but we're nearly home.
See, that's commitment to the band, that is.
It is, yeah, and we hadn't seen them before, and we always wanted to. So we made the effort. We trekked up there.
Connie, can I ask you, did you have that thing that I have at so many gigs where I think that the artist is looking at me directly?
Yeah, 100%. Right, like, I was in row N, I think.
And who was looking at you? Who was looking at you, do you think?
100%. There was eye contact. There was a moment.
Who?
There was definitely a moment. Caleb.
I knew you were going to say Caleb.
Yeah.
Did you buy any merch?
I didn't know, because it's like £25 for a T-shirt, and I just don't have that kind of money. I'm a student, so...
Fair.
Got you.
Yeah.
That's how Caleb makes his money, though.
I know, but we paid enough for the ticket, I think. So I think
yeah, you don't
right,
feel bad for him in that sense, do you? You don't feel he's missing out on money that he should be earning?
Also...
I don't think so.
I always think this about merch. I always think, I'm going to buy it. And then I think, when am I actually going to wear that?
That's what I think. Like, I think on the night, it's a spur-of-the-moment thing. You think, they're the best band ever. And then you get home, you think, am I going to wear this?
Yeah, bedwear.
Yeah, like, when am I ever going to wear my Conor Maynard 2013 T-shirt? I'm just
not
going...
You wear it all the time. Well, what are you talking about?
Don't say that. Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Connie.
Oh.
Yes?
Oh.
Feeling that?
Yeah.
Clocks by Coldplay. Kind of a mellow banger, but it's Monday, you know, and I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, banger nonetheless,
So you can have Clocks.
Yeah, or strangely enough, we've both picked a Coldplay song today. You can have my Coldplay choice, which is this.
This happened last week with Nero.
Nero, yeah, we both got a safe... well, this is my choice.
Oh.
I think this is probably one of the best Coldplay songs ever. It's Every Teardrop is a Waterfall.
That's a choice.
Oh, I don't know.
And, two very different Coldplay songs.
It is two very different vibes. So I normally go with Chris, but I'm swaying.
Don't sway.
Come my way.
Oh.
Don't go to that side.
Come on.
Don't need to sway.
Come on.
I'm going to go with classic Coldplay. I'm going to go with Scott's choice. I think I'm going to go with Scott.
Get in. I think that was a tough call today.
I think either choice would have been good, yeah.
I think if you're a Coldplay fan, then you'd be happy with either, massively.
Exactly. No robberies today, I don't think.
Absolutely not. No need for the police. That was Coldplay and Clocks, which means 1-0 to me at this early stage of the week on Bangers. More tomorrow at 2:40.
Scott Mills.
He's talking about merch. When you buy it, it seems like such a good idea when you're actually in the moment at the gig. And then afterwards, you're like, why did I do that? Matt in Bromsgrove spent over £50 on Jack Garrett merchandise, including £20 on a hat. He doesn't even do hats.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear them.
They get you at your most emotional, though, don't they?
Yeah. They really do, because like, you're like, oh, I had such a good time.
They're the best night of my life.
Honestly, I'm going to wear it all the time. It's like, you never wear your Ollie Murs Right Place, Right Time tour
t-shirt,
do you?
Right.
I don't get it.
Scott Mills. Raindrops. Drop top. Drop top. We came from nothing to something. Hey! I don't try nobody, gritted nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Hey! It's bad and bullshit. Bad. Cooking up with a bah. It's a savage, ruthless. Savage. We got 30s and 100 too. Cry. My it's bad and bullshit. Bad. Cooking up with a dope. It's a savage, ruthless. Hey! We got 30s and 100 too. Cry.
You're bad and bougie.
Yeah, I know I am, actually. Feeling it today, man.
Overconfident.
Bad and bougie.
I don't like it when you say
it. What does that mean?
It means you're bad and bougie. Bourgeois.
But what's bougie?
Bourgeois.
What does that mean?
Look it up.
All right.
Now, that's Migos on BBC Radio 1. Rag and Bone Man coming up in a fire. I know exactly what you mean, Danielle in Bristol. When you're in the moment and you've just gone to the loo and you see the merchandise counter when you're at the Sam Smith gig, you think, I'm going to buy that Sam Smith poster. I'm going to find a wall to put it on, and it never happens.
Scott Mills.
Question. If I bought you a Justin Bieber tour beanie, would you wear it?
No.
What's Not even around the house.
What's any question? Would you?
Well, let's say that I've already got one. Maybe I bought it on the tour. Would you wear it?
No. Why are you offering to give?
Yeah. Do you want it?
Are you selling?
No, you can have it. Hi, Izzy.
Hiya.
So what merchandise have you got? Because you're wearing two different types of merch from two different types of bands, right? Is that allowed?
I am, yeah. I'm wearing a Comeback Kid hat and a Straight From The Past t-shirt.
Comeback Kid hat and who?
Straight From The Past. They're
hardcore bands. Right. So does anyone know what they are? Because you can get away with that then, can't you?
Not many people know, but if I hang out with people of my same music taste, everyone will know.
I get you. But generally in the street, you're wearing some hot new designer.
Here's the thing, I don't think Scott and his Justin Bieber beanie is going to fit in well there.
Yeah, it's not like I'm walking around wearing like Demi Lovato t-shirt.
No.
No,
once again,
but
that's something I might do.
Well, hang on. So, explain the merch. What is it? One T-shirt, and then what have you got? Branded trousers or something? How come you're wearing two?
I'm wearing normal trousers. It was just what I've managed to pull out of my cupboard this morning.
Oh, is one of them a hat?
Got you.
I'm wearing the hat to cover up the fact that I haven't washed my hair.
Okay, nice. Good.
Scott Mills.
From a couple of weeks ago, we had a guy on who called us for some advice. Well, his mate did on his behalf. Scott was his mate's name, and the actual guy who's dating, his name is Ben. He was going on a speed dating night around Valentine's and just wanted some advice. He'd never been speed dating before, so Chris gave him his best love advice.
Don't say anything, except for right at the start, just tell them to look into your eyes and your eyes will tell them everything.
We didn't think he would actually do any of this on the night.
Another technique I've seen, which is good, you've got to keep using the word we in every situation that you can.
And also this handy tip.
One more technique, okay? So what I'm going to do, Scott, is I'm going to write a number on the back of this piece of paper you can't see. This works every time, guaranteed to impress them. Right, Scott, pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Exactly!
No way!
I don't know why, it just seems to always work.
And he actually put all of those techniques into place to try and find love on his speed dating night. Let's get an update. Hiya, Ben!
Hi, Scott!
Hey!
Chris.
You're right.
It's me, Ben.
It is. Hi, Ben.
I've got brilliant news for you. I've got my first tick.
Oh, you got a tick?
Yeah. Somebody actually pushed the button on me.
Just to explain, after you'd been on the speed dating, you had to go online and give ticks to the people you fancied. And it wasn't looking good for a while, was it, Ben? There wasn't any.
Oh, yeah. It took its time.
But you got one.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, less than 24 hours later, it got rescinded.
What, the tick disappeared?
It got taken away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
The thing is, the girl I spoke to before her was a friend of hers. Now, I'd used the questions that I used on Erin with her.
Remind us of what those questions were.
Yeah, if you had to run away in fear from these two situations, which would it be? I said one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses.
Right.
Now, the thing is, I reckon maybe she spoke to her friend the next morning and maybe it came up in conversation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So one of them may have been keen on you and then she's spoken to a mate and she's gone, remind me, who is he? And they've had a discussion. She's gone, oh, no, he asked me what I'd rather run in fear from.
Oh, right. They've been talking,
And do you know what? She's listened to her friend and gone, I'm going to go and untick him.
The only other thing I can think of is the fact that I strolled in 30 minutes late.
Yeah, girls like punctual.
But the thing is, half the guys didn't turn up, so the actual person that was holding the event was happy to see me.
So what event is this? Was this another speed dating thing that you've been on? I'm confused. So you've been on a couple of speed dating nights, haven't you? And then what was different about this one? Was this quirky in any way or was this just your standard speed dating night?
This was for the more mature. I was the youngest one there, I would suggest.
Oh, how old are the ladies then?
Well, the bracket is 37 to 49. I asked the delegator whether I could come in. She said, "Nah, no problem. It's only sort of like a gauge."
Do you go for the older woman?
Not normally, but I thought, well, you know, with how things are currently, I thought, well,
why not?
Yeah,
age up. Yeah. Why were you so late?
Yeah, I had an issue with the multi-storey car park.
What do you mean?
Issue with parking.
What was the issue?
Get this, right? I was 10p short on it, and he wouldn't accept 5p, and that's all I had. So I was like, okay, return my money, and it spat out, like, 80p or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I need parking for at least 3 hours, at least. Well, obviously, I turned my back on the machine, like the girls are turning their back on me. So
yeah. Yeah, God, even the machine's rejecting you right now. It's really...
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Your theme here.
Yeah. Your struggle with parking is quite, you know, quite deep, actually, when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere I looked, double yellow lines.
Yeah, that's right. No access.
Walk about.
No entry.
Yeah. Ben, I think you're on the right path because I like this idea of sort of moving to a new pond every time. Mm-hmm. You're trying to move forward with the situation. You tried the speed dating, didn't really work. So then you've gone cougar dating, hasn't really worked out for you. So I think you've got to now find your next niche. You've got to do something a bit different, you know?
Well, I was thinking attending this lock and key party, actually. But,
now we're talking. Great idea, Ben. How does that work?
I don't really know how that works. I get in, it's just literally just, it's a case of go up to the lass and say, does my key fit your lock?
Right.
Mm. Don't forget your keys, then.
Well, yeah, apparently you get given a key, but...
Oh, it's not your key, no?
I prefer to use my own, really, but... Yeah.
That's the kind of thing I can see you doing.
No, my luck, it'll probably snap in the lock.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
All right, listen, please keep in touch and let us know how it goes.
I'm glad you're thinking that I'm going to get the date. That's good news.
You've got to be positive about these things. Good to speak to you, Ben.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Chris. Love you, bye.
You're hilarious, bye.
Scott Mills.
Greg James, hello.
Hello there.
I thought you weren't going to step up to the mic for a minute.
I thought I was just enjoying the show.
Oh, thanks.
I was just listening to it and I thought there was another song to play.
No.
I was just thinking about Chris's Japan adventure.
Mm. Right, so Chris has been... Konnichiwa to you.
Konnichiwa to you.
Chris has been in Japan to do a documentary, which you'll be able to see very soon, actually, on BBC iPlayer, about the world's most extreme festivals. He was running in a nappy with 10,000 naked men.
That's disrespectful.
It's a nappy.
A loincloth.
That's not a loincloth, mate. It looks like a nappy.
It's a loincloth, mate.
If you had a baby, Tarzan,
you would not put it in a loincloth.
I've seen Tarzan. That's a loincloth.
That's a loincloth.
These aren't loincloths.
If Tarzan was here, Scott, would you disrespect him by calling his clothing a nappy?
No, because they don't look the same.
Yeah, also, Tarzan isn't a baby, so it's not a nappy, is it?
Well, it's white and looks like a nappy, but okay, we'll agree to disagree.
Imagine you had kids. Imagine Scott had kids and he was putting them in loincloths.
He would as well.
He would, yeah.
I bought the wrong thing.
loincloths.
Sorry, I've just bought 20 loincloths. Did you enjoyed it though, right?
Yeah. The actual festival itself was quite intense because it's called the Naked Man Festival. And it's 10th.
Great. What happens there?
Yeah. Well, it's like a rugby scrum, but with 10,000 people.
Yeah, you've got to try and touch the stick.
They booked the wrong person.
It's like 10,000 people all in one.
How did Scott not get the gig?
I know. Sounds
like you'd have had the best week of
your
life.
Would you have been keen?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
True, no.
Hang on. Hello. So you've basically just done a little weekend break to Japan.
Yeah. Weekend.
A little city break.
It's so far.
A little Tokyo
city
break.
It is far.
Break.
It's far.
You're doing well because you know when I come back from abroad, I go mad. Like,
well, if you turn up at all.
If I turn up.
Look at Amsterdam last
time. Oh, all right, that was fog, actually.
Yeah, you came back from Japan. You essentially commuted from Japan and Scott got stuck in Amsterdam.
Look. I did a weekend in Japan and I'm here.
Listen, love.
You went to Amsterdam.
It was freezing fog.
Scott does love Schiphol.
He loves the
freezing,
Schiphol.
Not for 8 hours, I don't. Blooming fog. Here's real or no real.
A man in Texas has spent the last week standing under a loose sign at his local Walmart in the hope that one of the letters will fall on his head so he can sue them.
Oh, now we've all done it.
Yeah. But if you're doing this on purpose and making a big point about the fact you're waiting for the letter to drop, one, why doesn't the supermarket act on this? Was it a supermarket or shop? Yeah. And two, he surely won't be able to sue if he's intentionally been stood underneath there.
Has anyone actually thought about doing this before? Because I have.
What do you mean?
Right, because on my local shop, I'm going to name it Londis, there is a wonky L. And I do sometimes think, if that fell down, it would really hurt somebody. I've never actually had the idea of
oh my word, you're the kind of person that walks past a building site hoping for the odd bit of scaffolding to fall down on you.
Well, obviously, I don't want that because it hurt, but claim.
But you don't want, hang on, you don't want the L to fall on your head.
I've thought about it.
What do you mean?
Just because.
Are you okay?
Well, no, because like you get loads of money.
Scott sues. You have an L sticking out your head.
No, you wouldn't. No, they couldn't kill you. I've looked at the lettering.
It's more plasticky than
but
an L is sharp. The O would be fine.
Yeah, take the O. I'd go for the O.
You'd take an O over the L.
A loose O is so much of a problem.
But the O's not loose, the L is.
What's this? This is Walmart. You've got a W. That's gonna do some serious damage. How pointy is a W?
Oh actually, yeah.
The L goes straight through your skull.
Yeah.
The A, not so bad. The T, you're in trouble.
Yes.
I think or the D. If you stood underneath the D, you'd be fine.
Yes, you would be fine, actually. D or O, I'd say.
So I'll take the D.
So what letter is this guy standing under? Does he know which one's sort of loose? Is he loosening them?
No.
Has he got an Allen key on him?
No. Okay. But this can't be true, can it?
I kind of respect it, but it is going to hurt.
Why do you respect this?
No, actually, I don't respect it.
I'll tell you what
I respect is the commitment to an idea. So if he's just waiting and waiting and waiting... I respect it. I don't actually think it's a very good idea at all.
No, I think it's easier ways of making money.
Worrying times if you're that type of person.
Okay.
Which you are.
Well, I just thought about it. So, Greg, real or no real?
Well, I hope it's real. I'm going to say real.
Scott will sue you if he can. I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. See? Manuel Garcia documented the weight on his Facebook, but thankfully for Manuel's health, the sign has so far stayed in place.
So he's standing under the word pharmacy.
Yeah.
The P is wonky.
He's wearing different clothes there.
Yeah, no one can see that.
No,
what do you mean?
There's a couple of pictures.
I'm looking at pictures here.
All right.
Sorry.
There's a couple of pictures. So he's standing under the P, but he's obviously gone back the day after to say, I'm still here.
Oh. He always got changed under the P.
He's doing it day in, day out.
Scott Mills.
And here's your next fact.
Producers have revealed that during filming on the new series of Blind Date, the only way is Essex star James Argent accidentally picked his own sister.
Oh, wow, okay.
Accidents will happen.
But yeah, but not like that, surely.
Blind the date. Blind the date.
So that's back on. Who's presenting that?
Oh, it's... What's her face?
The one that's on everything.
Scarlett Moffat.
Moffat.
No, it's not.
It's the other Geordie.
Vicky Patterson.
Yeah. The other famous Geordie.
Kel Surprise.
Kel Spellman.
She's not on anything right now, so...
Vicky Patterson and Kel Spellman are presenting the new Blind Date.
Kel Surprise, more like.
Kel Surprise is on The Voice, Kel Spellman.
Kel Spellman, Kel Surprise, more like. Anyway, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Blind Date. Arj choosing his sister on the new series. Oh, yeah, because you can't see, because blind.
Yeah. All right, so...
There's a wall in between.
Yeah, but it's a really rubbish wall, isn't it?
It was. It might be a good one now.
Yeah, they need a better wall on that, because from what I remember, it always did seem like there was just someone on the other side, like, and it was sort of yanked, and it would sort of jolt along rather than a smooth...
Get stuck.
They need to build a new wall.
That was the 90s, though.
A wall and make Arj pay for it.
I'm sure they've got a better wall now. Did Arj pick his own sister, do you think?
So, yes, for that to work, he would be the chooser then, if I remember this show right, and then he's got to pick between three different...
hang on. I mean, how stupid is he? Because you hear the voice.
Exactly. You'd hear that it was your sister.
You know what your sister sounds like.
They introduced themselves with their names, right?
Why is she sat there anyway?
Yeah.
And today it's Arj from the only way it's Essex.
Hello, my name is Julie Argent. No, that's she's clearly got the same surname.
But she's sitting there going, oh, I recognise that man from somewhere. Where do I recognise him? Is he from telly or something?
I've not been on Tinder before. Is there some kind of block on it that stops you matching with family members? Or... have people been in a position where it's sort of you're swiping away, and especially if you're an aggressive swiper and you're like saying yes to everyone, you find you've accidentally swiped on a family member?
I don't think it does.
That must have happened.
It must. Yeah.
You'd think they have some kind of filter for that, but no.
But I think the filter is sort of morals.
Yeah.
And then you just go, oh, whoops. You don't just go, oh, we'll go on a date anyway. We've matched.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Yeah, but you don't want to swipe on your sister.
No, you're right.
No, I'm not saying.
But if you're
going quick.
Arj and his sister, Arj picked her on blind date, real or no real?
No. No, it's nonsense. It can't happen.
Yeah.
No real. Even he's not that stupid.
Yeah, no real.
That one is no real.
But he did appear on Celebrity Take Me Out last night on ITV and surprised his sister Natasha, who is one of the 30 girls on the lineup. So immediately, of course, turned her light right out. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, Greg got 20.
Hey, yeah? We've been shortchanged.
What?
We normally have 3.
I've got to play the hits.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's it. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get the podcast. It's free. Scott Mills.